Hall & Oates and Maneater on KCHA. It's 8:11. Finally, Friday. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. A little drizzly, but other than that, we'll take it.
Yeah, a little
gorgeous day yesterday.
Well, we're used to the drizzle, that's for sure, so why not, right? Showers, thunderstorms likely throughout the morning hours this morning, kind of clearing out by later on this afternoon. But it looks like the chances of rain will continue for the majority of the next week. Lucky us. So we'll talk that weather coming up here after a bit. Special guest in studio, Kay Winkleman. It's time for the weekly RagBri Roundup.
You said it great. I'm not going to try to repeat that.
I'm surprised I
didn't
stumble.
Indeed, and Charles City was host to the, what do we want to say?
The pre-ride.
Pre-ride riders. Good morning, Lainey Selvig.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Besides extremely busy.
Yeah, that sums it up.
So you are kind of one of the coordinators of the vendors.
Correct.
For our RagBri event that is, what, we decided 7 short weeks away
from
this whole thing.
Yeah.
So where are you at with things?
We are still accepting vendors. We have given them till the 15th of this month, and then beyond that, we will probably have to be a little more picky. We have roughly 14 food vendors right now coming into downtown. A couple of churches, a few people selling merchandise. So they are coming in, some of them coming from Des Moines, some from Spirit Lake, some from like Winthrop, Iowa. So they're traveling for RagBri.
Okay. And they probably follow the route then with them.
Some of them do, some don't. A couple of the ones that are traveling from Des Moines, they kind of seem to follow the route.
Mm-hmm.
But some are just, we're close enough that they want to come to Charles City.
Awesome. Do we have local vendors who are going to participate?
We do. The ones off the top of my head, and I'm going to forget someone, I know I will. All About Cheesesteaks. He will be in town. Maria's Tacos will be downtown. Island Grill will be at Tellurian Brewing. There's a couple from Osage that are going to be here. I think some from Nashua. So there are some local vendors.
Awesome.
So the big question.
Familiar faces.
The big question, and now that wasn't the full list by any means.
No, not at all.
Is there still time to get signed up?
Yes. You have 5 days to get signed up to be a vendor. So if there's anybody that you know of that you want to be a vendor in Charles City, send them to me.
Okay. And 5 days, because the deadline, obviously, is for planning purposes. Talk a little bit about what then goes into that part of it.
Yeah. So once we have everybody, we have to figure out, we know the sizing that they need to park. So we have to figure out placement to make sure that we can fit everybody. So that way they all can have prime spots. But we have to figure out if they have generator power or if they need electricity. Then we have to work with Perry Novak to plan electricity for everybody. We have to see if they need any ice from us. Hy-Vee is providing ice, so we have to make sure that they have enough time to make it all. Those are just a few of the little things that we have to plan. And then
logistics,
we have to work on menus and make sure that we don't have everybody serving the same thing.
Right.
So there's a lot.
A lot to the logistics of It's not just showing up, you being a food vendor and showing up. It's not quite
right.
As simple as that.
Right. And with that, the city actually passed an ordinance so that if you are not on our list as a vendor, if you come into town that day, you'll probably be asked to leave because it's not just like a normal, weekend event. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
So if you are going to be parking at any business in town, you have to make sure that you still have the vendor form and have done all the right things. Otherwise, you pull into town and you'll probably have to say goodbye faster than you want.
That's right. And of course, I'm sure there'll be staff going around town checking permits and all that stuff too.
Yes. So. Yes. Food inspector as well. We'll be in town inspecting everybody.
Now, I have a question, and you may or may not be able to answer this, and it seems like this came up, maybe not in our community, but it seems like it's been a discussion prior. What about kids just on their lawn wanting to hold a Kool-Aid stand or, make a little money by making cookies and selling them? What's that situation?
Technically, they're still supposed to be a vendor.
Okay.
Because I think what has happened in the past is a lot of times, it's the kids. But if the parents make that money, then the vendors that pay the fee to come, if, a kid's selling lemonade and we have a vendor selling lemonade, it just causes some bad blood.
Okay.
So I technically they're supposed to be a vendor.
Okay. So keep that in mind. I know it's, yes. I know that parents look at this as an awesome opportunity for their kids to have a little bit of participation in the summer event and, you know, mm-hmm. a good way maybe to make a little money, but it's kind of a no-no.
The rules
it
are rules.
It is, yes.
That's right.
So. Like I said, it's not just a weekend event. It's just, it's a big deal for the entire state, and I think that's why it's come down to pretty cut and dry rules.
Yep. Okay, so 5 days, vendors have an opportunity to get a hold of you. How can they do that?
So there's a couple of ways. They can check out the Charles City Ragbri Facebook page and then just search the vendor form on there. That will give the contact. Otherwise, if they, you know, City Hall, if there's somebody available at City Hall, they have the information and then they can direct them to me. Or the Ragbri official website. That's a little harder to navigate to find our town and then the forms, but it is there.
Okay. And you had a great night last night. You got to host the pre-ride riders.
Yes, they stopped into Tellurian Brewing and it was great. They had a great time.
Wonderful.
It was fun to see everybody. They said they loved the ride. They were able to walk the river. They ate at Hot Shots. I mean, they enjoyed it, I think.
Well, and geez, they had the most perfect day of all.
Yes.
We can only hope for that kind of weather.
God, I know.
In 7 weeks.
Fingers crossed. We said it rained last time for us, so we're due for a good time this time.
Yep.
That's right. Well, thank you very much for joining us, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again before the event. So,
yeah, sounds good. I'm going to throw in a little tidbit. We will be announcing our music lineup very, very soon on Facebook, so stay tuned.
Woo-hoo! All right, something to look forward to. Can't wait. Thank you very much. It's 8:18 with your North Iowa weather coming up.